treehouse.
From a treehouse?
Yes.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
I did say that. Would you say that?
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Excellent.
The Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
That's the only reason. Without me, you, personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass. That way you're gonna go.
Welcome to the family-friendly podcast.
Hit the wrong button.
So, let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's.
Shit.
It's been a while.
Shit, Joe Pesci. God damn.
I hit the wrong button.
We're back for another season.
Actually,
after
Jimmy did.
A nice little break. That was fun.
Yeah, we've been off. We took some furlough days.
We cashed in our sabbaticals.
Yes, we did.
Took some time. Last time we left you, we said we were going on a trip. Let's just catch up over the summer.
Let's get that elephant out of the room right there.
Where did you guys go? What did you do? That's all Jimmy's been asking.
We road tripped.
Yep. Busy summer. We went to Yellowstone together with the families. That was a good road trip.
Yes, it was a good road trip. Jackson Hole. What else did we do? Silverwood.
Tetons. Yellowstone.
Yeah, we did it. We seen it. It's beautiful.
Saw some bears, buffaloes, elk.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah. Fox.
Yeah, fox.
Other than that, I think those were like really the only animals we've seen.
Yeah. And geysers.
And a lot of geysers.
And mud.
A lot of, what is that, thermal, what do they call it over there?
Thermal activity.
Yeah, thermal activity. A lot of brown mud, boiling mud.
Yeah.
Stinky sulfur in the air.
But one of my favorite parts of the trip was learning about Meriwether Lewis. Stud. Shout out.
Who's that?
Shout out to Meriwether Lewis.
Oh, is that the
Lewis and Clark, man?
Is that
He's
the guy?
Awesome. Yeah, I heard 17 stories about him on my little guided tour guide on my phone.
Do you
played it the entire trip?
You remember the guy's name who did the
No, thing. We called him. We called him Randy Ticklemuffin.
Yeah, that's right, Randy.
Yeah, we called him Randy.
Randy.
We didn't know his real name.
Either way, it was a good trip. It was not long enough. I would have liked to had another week to do this trip.
They said it couldn't be done.
They did say it couldn't be done, and we proved them all wrong.
We did it.
We even dragged the kids and the wives.
Yep. Played in the water park for 2 days.
Yep.
And but there wasn't enough time. You're right.
Ain't nobody giving a shit about COVID in Idaho.
Never that water, over there.
That water
Holy
park was
shit.
Jam-packed.
They call that water park super spreader water park around here.
There was Damn. A lot of people. But it was a pretty cool water park.
COVID-free since 83, though, baby.
Yeah, it was cool. They had some cool slides, and the wave pool sucked. As an adult, wave pools suck.
Yeah.
They do nothing but beat the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm. All you want to do is sit down, yeah. man.
and your kids love them, so you got to go out there with them. And all you do is just Hawkeye your kids, making sure they don't get beat up against some other person. And they don't drown. And you just sit there and take punishment for a good 20 minutes. And then finally you go, all right, kids, 5 more minutes, and I got to get out of here. My anxiety level is through the roof. I'm not having fun.
You have to set the limits.
Yeah. And it was hot.
And that's what we do as parents.
That's right. Sacrifices we make. But all in all, I'm glad. Glad we did it. It's a good trip. I recommend it for everybody.
For sure. For sure. What else happened this summer, man? Have you been?
Good. How have you been?
I haven't talked to you for
8 hours.
Hours.
I feel like there was something else that happened this summer. We went camping a couple times. Yeah.
Plenty of camping.
Yeah, a lot of camping this summer, actually. Seemed like every other weekend, just about, somebody was doing
That's
something.
That's what it seems like. I agree.
And that's what was tough about trying to do this podcast, too, is we never really had time.
Everybody, you know, somebody was we're going to just take it as teacher's schedule approach, yep. I think, you know.
Yep.
We can't overdo ourselves, man.
We
don't want that type of product. That's not what we're here. That's not what we're about.
We're in the rubber room.
So Halloween coming up. What are you going to be?
Probably Bigfoot. Kids really into Bigfoot, so probably for Bigfoot. Sure. Unless it's like hot out, and then I'm not putting that costume on. I'll think of something else.
I doubt it's going to be too hot.
I doubt it too. I don't know.
I don't think it's ever been hot.
I don't really. I think after you're 30 years old, you really shouldn't be obligated to dress up anymore. I guess it's for the kid.
Well, how do you get candy then?
Steal the kid's candy. And plus, we got a whole free bowl there at the door. Mm-hmm. I've been eating Halloween candy since the first so far.
You already have it?
Oh, yeah. Kelly got a bunch.
Oh, you already got it.
She got it on Costco, and like this huge bag of candy showed
Damn,
up.
Damn, you're right though. We should be eating. We should be eating in our house right now.
Get on Costco. They'll send it to you. It'll show up at your door the next day.
Totally. Yeah, I'm not gonna. You know what I do? I just put on that old mask. That old weird.
Every year.
Every single year. Never been washed.
You're not gonna dress up as one of those Squid Game. Is that what that new show is on Netflix that everybody's talking about?
I don't know.
It's apparently it's closed captioned, and it's like from Japan or something. And there's like this game. I don't really know. I haven't watched it.
Is that where people have like circles on their faces and triangles?
Yes, yes. The PlayStation thing.
Oh, weird. No, I'm not going to dress up like that. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, me neither.
I saw it on the internet. I don't even know.
Apparently, like. There was this guy, they gave out like a real phone number. Did you hear that story?
No.
So in the show, there was like a real phone number on there. And it was an actual guy's phone number. And he would get like, I forget what they said.
50, with that area code and all?
Yeah. Like 50 to 60,000 phone calls a day on his phone. And it was his business phone, so he couldn't get rid of it. And then Netflix.
No shit.
Netflix finally took it down. But pretty insane.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
Holding the phone.
Hold on to it for a second.
Speaking of phones.
There were a long time ago. Oh, what's that guy's name? There was this rap song that had a phone number in it. And it was like
867 not Jenny.
I'm looking for it right now, but I'm probably not going to find it because I don't even know what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I used to call it all the time. It was just funny because it was actually a recording machine that said like...
This is not...
It was like Mike Brown.
Wow.
Is that an old rapper?
I'm sure at one
Probably.
Point,
I'm sure there's a rapper named Mike Brown who put his phone number on a song. We used to call it all the time. It was great.
Well, what happened when you called it?
It just went to a voicemail. Said like, hey, you reached Mike Brown. Thanks for checking out my song. I don't even remember. I'm making that up. I don't even remember what it said, but it was something like... It was a great, great gimmick. Great idea.
So that's pretty clever if we actually did that.
Do you have a lot of traffic for Halloween at your house?
Hardly at all.
Really?
Hardly at all.
Neighborhood?
Not our neighborhood. We have a lot of old people in our neighborhood, not a lot of kids. But if you go across the street or like, you know, across the main street, that newer neighborhood, it's just there's kids everywhere. That's normally where we go.
Gotcha.
Full candy bar sometimes.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. I always sidetrack the kid and go, what's that over there? Right into my pocket.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Nice move, man.
I used to like...
I appreciate that about you.
I would have like the fun size ones.
Yeah.
Like 2 or 3 years ago.
All right.
And then I would act like I did a magic trick and I made it small, her candy bar. But really, I just swapped them out.
Oh, she probably loved that.
She did love it. So
that's great.
It didn't really piss her off. But she caught on to that.
That's a good move, man. Good dad move.
Yeah. You could do it. Yeah. Do it with Skittle bags, anything.
You can do it with damn near anything they sell these days.
Yeah, sucker.
They even make little root beers.
Those little bottle caps?
And they make little like cans. They're like 8 ounce cans.
Not in like airplane bottles, right? Not, none of that.
Nope, not that little, though.
Gotcha. Hey, check this out. So if you drove south from Detroit, you would drive into Canada. You would hit Canada.
Detroit, Michigan?
Detroit, Michigan.
Really?
How fucking
weird. So what's up on a little lip, a little peninsula of the United States?
It must be.
It's weird. I know there's a river on the north of it that, I mean, it's like Detroit, Ontario?
Canada?
Is that a province?
Yeah, Canada.
Gotcha. Is there a city?
Oh, I didn't.
I know there's obviously a city.
I didn't go Hanno on it and Google Maps it and all that crap. But
next question.
Like, you want me to answer? Just joking. I didn't. All right.
All I didn't know what to say anymore. I got nervous.
Hey, did you know that Elvis only won 3 Grammys? I never would have thought that.
What, you thought he won more?
Yeah. Don't you think of all the freaking songs he put out there?
King of Rock.
Yeah. The King. Three Grammys.
Yeah. I figured, I could see him winning more.
Blue suede shoes. I'm just guessing here.
Can you name 4 Elvis songs?
No, probably not.
Try though. I bet you could. I can't. I don't know if
Blue
I could either.
Shoes.
We could together.
Falling in love.
Yeah.
With
yep.
You. That's an Elvis one, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah, we're at 3.
Blue summer or blue. It's a blue.
Isn't a Christmas song
without you? Blue Christmas, white Christmas.
No,
Kokomo.
I don't know.
All right, next question.
We'll call it 4. What do you got?
I think we got it.
What do you got, Buckwheat?
I think we can wrap this up.
Well, all right. We'll talk to you guys in another 7 months.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I don't know. I just have some. I was thinking, I have all kinds of questions for you that I haven't ever asked you. Like, I don't know what kind of gasoline you put in your car. What kind of gasoline do you put in your car? You put in premium?
Yeah, premium.
Do you really put in premium?
Well, they're newer cars, but like the older cars, never.
Can you sell me? Sell me premium gas.
Well, for one, it'll last a little bit longer. You get a little bit better fuel mileage. It's easier on your engine. It's better on the environment.
How do you know these things?
I'm just guessing. I pretty much went off with the guy who sold me the car. Said, make sure you try to put premium in it. I know it's not for everybody. And I don't think it has as much ethanol either, for some reason. I don't think it's 10% ethanol. Just a little better gas.
Now, don't quote me on this. Nobody quote me on this. I almost feel like I heard once. This is stupid. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But my thought here is that maybe gasoline all comes down a pipeline to like the U.S., to Portland, to wherever, you know, right?
Yeah.
And then only things get added to that to make it better, right?
I think
like
you're
additives?
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
Like ethanol?
So, but does... Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
I don't either, to be quite frank with you.
So I just put regular in.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in your diesel?
Sometimes.
Oh, foolish. Yeah, I don't really know. There's got to be a little bit of a difference, but I don't think it probably doesn't.
Yeah, but no, but then small engines and ATVs and stuff, I always run non-ethanol. Lawnmower, non-ethanol, anything like that.
So
the 5-gallon gas can is non-ethanol.
Really?
For sure.
I just go by premium, which I don't think has ethanol.
It has a little bit.
A little bit.
Unless it's non-ethanol.
But then I put the fuel additive, but I don't think that.
Oh, shoot.
I think the fuel.
Oh, dang.
Well, I think that only, that just gives you like longer life of your gas in your gas can.
It's a stabilizer.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably.
I don't really know.
I don't know either. But you do that? You do that additive?
Yeah, for like my gas cans in my garage. Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Because I don't really use it that much, so they'll sit in my garage for a year. Really, all I'll ever use it for is like my leaf blower, generator. Shit.
You don't use it in the lawnmower, do you?
I don't have a lawnmower. I don't have a lawn.
Hmm.
That's really it. to be honest with you.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I only use gas for two things.
Huh.
Starting fires.
Yeah, but dog.
That's about it.
That's cool. Well, I'm glad we hashed that out, because I didn't know that about you.
Hey, what's the only NFL team that has a plant for a logo?
Ooh, NFL team?
Yeah.
With a plant for a logo. Dang. Hold on a second.
I wouldn't have got it.
NFL, though.
National Football League.
You wouldn't have gotten this?
I probably wouldn't have gotten this. And I will tell you, I think they're AFC. AFC South.
AFC South.
Or NFC South, probably.
Okay, so it's either AFC or NFC. So AFC or NFC, that narrows it down.
Well, there's only two of them.
Is it? It's not the Saints, is it? Is that,
it is.
Is that really a blooming something? I always wondered.
It's a lily.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's some like French fucking
lily. I just thought it was a design, to be honest with you, but I'm thinking like everybody else has got like a animal or something.
Who dat?
Or the giant or whatever, yeah.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? How about that, Saints?
How about
that?
Damn. What else do I got here?
Who dat that? Hanging on these Saints.
Did you know
I like the Saints.
I do too. I've always kind of liked them. Did you know a $1 bill only lasts about 6.5 years in rotation?
Before no.
It's probably just trash.
For real?
Yeah.
Really? And they don't have dates on bills, do they?
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
So there's no collecting old bills.
Well, you can look at the serial numbers. I think you can figure out the date or where it was printed.
Probably.
Where it was printed on the serial number, but it doesn't say. Like a penny or quarter doesn't tell you a date.
Man,
There's like 1.175 trillion $1 bills out there right now.
Where do you think that Dame Dollar's at right now?
Does he have his own money?
No.
What's this all about?
No, the Dame Dollar.
Oh.
The infamous Dame Dollar. My son's favorite story, by the way.
Tell it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, it was 2000. What year did we draft
16,
Lillard,
maybe?
16, I think, right?
16.
So it must have been that season. I think it was his rookie year.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe 17, 18.
You were down at the Civil War in Eugene at Matt Arena?
Oh, the Dame Dollar.
The Dame Dollar.
Now I know where you're going with this. Yes.
I love that story.
Yeah. Yep. Now I get it.
And what, you wanted a picture, right?
I wanted an autograph.
You just wanted an autograph, because he wouldn't do pictures.
He wouldn't do pictures, and he wouldn't give me an autograph.
So you bump into Damian Lillard and his posse.
In his posse.
Everybody with him.
Yep, at Mack Knight Arena. That was the first year Mack Knight, whatever year that was.
Mack Knight Arena, yeah.
That was the first year.
It's opening year.
That's when I met him, yeah.
Gotcha. And so he gave you an autograph. You had him sign a dollar bill.
I did.
Right? And then what did you end up doing with the dollar bill?
I think I spent it. I think I put it back in my wallet or some shit and spent it. So the story goes is we were like in the like little beer garden area or whatever. And I was like, oh shit, that's Damian Lillard. And then there was tons of people around. It was halftime. I went up to him. I'm like, hey man, can you get an autograph and a picture? And he's like, I can't do that. If I do that for you, I got to do it for everybody. I was like, all right, I get that.
Yeah.
The middle of like the third quarter or whatever, I went out to take a leak, was going back, nobody in the hall, and he just happened to be there walking like with his little posse out.
Oh, so you didn't get it right away. You ran into him twice?
I ran into him twice, yeah.
Damn.
I was like, damn. Sign the dollar. And I think that was even before he called himself.
No, he wasn't even Dame Dollar yet.
No.
It might have been, but it wasn't. Yeah. Wasn't the phenomenon.
Man, I wish I would have that still, because I would give it to your kid. He would appreciate it more than I would.
Obviously, no, that's fucking, so cool, though.
I can spend it.
It's a Dame Dollar.
It's literally a Dame autograph dollar.
Like, the origin.
The origin. Maybe that's where he came up with it.
Yeah, he probably, like, when he was signing it, he was probably like, I'm writing Dame on this dollar.
Like, shit, Dame Dollar.
Making all the girls holler.
I got ice in my veins.
Went to school, now I'm a scholar. Should have been more like my father. Hell, I'm signing this for my boy A.O.
Yeah,
he's going to make a shit show of a podcast.
I just remember him being like really short with me, like annoyed. Sure. And I get it. He was there to watch the game, you know, and like he probably gets it all the time too. But this was like before he was like seriously like an all-star, you know?
True, but he was an NBA player who was a highly touted.
He was. Well, what do you expect,
rookie, though? For that matter, too. So you'd,
I guarantee you, I was not the only one to ask him for a picture and autograph for sure. That night. So maybe I was like the thousandth person to ask him, you know? Maybe that's why he was like, fuck.
I hate bugging people.
I saw Nicholas Batum at Gustav's up in Portland, and he was sitting down with like his friend, and they had the interpreter with him to like order food and stuff, and they were speaking French the whole time, and I was like, look at him, I'm like, that's Batum. I was with Kelly's parents, and I was like, I can't go ask him.
Where did you see him?
At Gustav's.
Oh, Gustav's, yeah. Mm-hmm. He said that.
I was like, I can't ask him. As much as I want to, I can't.
Yeah, for sure.
He was eating dinner with his friend, so.
Especially when they're with, like, friends and family. It's like,
and I think that's really the only two NBA people. Well, I've seen Jerome Kersey. I've seen Brian Grant.
Jerome Kersey put himself out in the public a lot.
Yeah, same with Brian Grant. He goes to Beaver games all the time, him and his wife. We've met him a couple times with, Big Mike. So, are you going to go to any football games this year?
I don't know.
Duck games?
I want to take the kids to a game, I think.
Too bad you guys lost.
Yeah, man, but
what are you going to do? You can't win
them
all, right?
What are you going to do? I mean, you know what losing's all about. You've been a Beaver fan for a long time.
I have. I can't even argue that. It's true.
And I'm used to watching my favorite team lose the big games.
One of these days you'll get one. Just not in your lifetime.
It could be. It could be this year. You never know. It won't be this year.
It won't happen in your life. No way.
No, we want to go to a Blazer game, too, this year. So the
Can you even do that?
Yeah.
Or do you have to be vaxxed? Or do they have the no vax section? The black section?
No, I think they do have sections.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think they do have sections. But I'm sure, like, 12 and under you doesn't still have to be vaxxed.
I'm sure, but I'm sure you still have to show a negative test, right, to get into the building.
I don't know.
It just doesn't sound very much fun having to do. I'm so sick and
But we have vax cards. We're, you know, out of the kid.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, we could go.
Yeah.
So I don't think we would have to prove negative test or anything, maybe. Maybe so. I don't even know.
Vax or not vax, I don't give a shit. I am tired of fucking hearing about
it. I don't even know the protocols, and I don't really care. I just want to live my life, man.
Me too. Hey, did you know, where did I just seen that. Hold on a second. Let me dig through this. Oh, yeah. A pharaoh, so like the Egyptian time, you know, or whatever, a pharaoh. One of the pharaohs, he once lathered.
Jesse?
No. Like a pharaoh.
Yeah, I got you.
He once lathered his slaves in honey to keep the bugs away from himself. What a greedy son of a bitch. Could you imagine?
I mean, all of his slaves?
Well, the ones around him, he must be like.
Put one out there or something. Man, though.
Circled himself with a bunch of slaves. And I mean, as if life was not shitty enough for those poor people.
And we think we have it bad now.
We think we got it bad.
What are we complaining about, man? Yeah, there's some messed up shit that happened in history. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah, a lot of messed up stuff out there.
Most people know. Yeah, mankind's an evil little sumbitch.
For sure.
Well, oh well, though, right?
Yeah, oh well. You know what else is messed up? And it pisses me off. And I think about it like every fucking day. Kevin McAllister pisses me off like on a daily basis, and I don't even know why.
Just Macaulay Culkin or just that character?
Yeah, not Macaulay Culkin. I could care less about Macaulay Culkin. He's just a kid.
Just that character, then.
Yeah, he's a kid. You know, that's fine. But the character, just irresponsible in that movie. Because we just watched it, like, the other day. We watched it freaking year-round.
Really?
Yeah, probably on the monthly.
Yeah, we saved that one for the season.
God, we save it for June, and then we save it for July, and then August.
No,
all the time.
There's definitely, in our house, there's seasonal movies. But once that season hits, we watch the sun bitches out of them. like, obviously Christmas Vacation.
What's your summer seasonal?
Sandlot is one on heavy rotation.
Nice. I'm sure, dude.
Yeah. Sandlot's baseball on heavy rotation. What else do we watch? We watch, for some reason, I don't know why, a lot of Secret Life of Pets. I don't even really like them. I mean, the first one's all right. I guess they're all right.
Those are good.
Minions, for some reason. We're always going back to that.
Yeah, those are fun. What about Sing? Or watch
you
that?
Know what?
It's pretty good.
I don't like that one.
Oh.
My brother really likes it, but I think that movie sucks.
Really? With all the animals?
Yeah. Yeah, the elephant or whatever. Whatever.
I don't care about the elephant, really. But the girl is cool.
Yeah, I just can't get into it. To be honest with you, I don't even think I've ever finished that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
You're really that angry?
Yeah, it doesn't grab me.
You know what I'm angry about?
Kevin McAllister.
Yeah, he could have called the cops. I know his phone line was disconnected, but he went to the store. He could have called at the store. He could have asked for help. No, he didn't want to. And you know why? Because he liked it. He wanted to hunt those dudes. He wanted to kill those dudes. And that's what bothers me. Is that's just a kid, bro.
Do you think he really wanted to kill him, though?
Do you think he was scared? Do you think he had any remorse for dropping paint cans on their heads?
At one point, he was.
Did you see the stuff he did in the second half of that movie?
Yeah, the nail.
Dude, he had a blowtorch to the guy's head. He put a blowtorch to the man's head. He could have, like, he should be dead. The guy should be dead, by the way. Both of them should be dead.
Didn't he cut the line at the end?
Yeah, they fell into the brick wall. They could have fallen like 18 feet. And they would have had severely broken bones. And then what is he going to do? Kevin McAllister probably would have tortured them if they would have not walked away from that. That's what bothers me.
Didn't in the second one, wasn't he throwing bricks at
him?
He
was even worse.
He was throwing bricks at
him. Dude, he like coated him. He dumped kerosene on him and like lit him on fire again. He's got this fire fetish.
I forgot about that.
It sucks. That movie is just... Evil people have shit. Problems with some movies, but... They don't have problems with that movie. And that's what scares me.
Because it's a classic. What about you? What's on your summer rotation?
Oh, summer movies. Ooh.
Well, your kids are a little more grown up, so are you watching like more grown up movies now? Like,
yeah, you know, I don't know, man. We kind of watch it all.
Back to the Future?
Not a lot lately, no.
No?
I watched The Chronicles of Spiderwick with Landon last night. So that's a 9-year-old, that's where we went with a daddy-son movie night last night. Or you watched it too, I guess.
Was it on TV or something?
No, we watched it on Netflix.
Oh, freebie.
Yeah, oh, totally, yeah. No, Sandlot's a great one. We go to Sandlot. We've watched that a few times this summer.
You guys are really into like the superheroes, though.
Yeah, we don't watch a lot of them, but they really enjoy them.
What are they going to come up with a new Marvel one? Or they have? What about that China dude with the rings? Did you guys watch that?
No, I haven't. No,
is that even out on Disney Plus yet?
I don't think. I don't know, but I don't think so. I think it was in the theaters.
Did you watch The Black Widow?
No, we didn't.
I didn't watch it either.
No, but we'll watch Spider-Man.
Is he coming out with a new one?
Yeah, in December.
Do you know that a new Minions is coming out? Hotel Transylvania is coming out?
Oh, no way. Good Sandler movie, right on.
And then, well, we just watched the new Addams Family movie. We went out and watched that.
Mm-hmm. Landon watched that at a birthday party the other day.
That was all right.
Well, that's good.
I don't like the fact that Wednesday's always trying to kill Pugsley, though. It ain't very cool.
Well, it's the Addams Family, man. It's not like it's the McAllisters.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I didn't think about that. Do you know kids ask about 300 questions a day on average?
You know what question I hear all day? Every sentence starts with, "Hey, Dad, guess what?"
Do you just guess?
That's yeah, I always guess. I would never get it right.
No, you never will.
Yeah.
You will never get it right.
Even it's fine. I appreciate it, and I think it's cute.
Do you do it to them?
Nope.
Should turn the table.
I try and give them...
Turn the table!
Give them positive...
Reinforcement?
try and set an example.
A bad example?
Well, I don't know. I guess a curious mind is a...
creative one, right? Isn't that how that goes?
I don't know how it goes. Thank you, though. Appreciate that about you.
I just made that up.
Because, you know, I just started it and you just finished it.
You made that one up. Pretty good at making shit up.
Yep. Well, we need to take a break.
It's free real estate.
That's true.
Well, shit. Is it already time? For real? Pretty close, huh?
Yeah, I think close enough.
Right, well, we're going to take a little breaky break.
That's what we do.
All right. What's up, everybody? We're back. We are back.
Back from that break.
Ready to go. How's everybody?
Right back into it.
Right back at you. Like a boomerang.
So, seasonal movies, which we didn't really even cover a whole lot other than summer, but yeah. Obviously the rest are self-explanatory.
Exactly. I agree with you on that one.
What about baseball movies? What's your favorite baseball movie?
There's a couple of them, really. I can't really narrow one down. There's obviously The Sandlot. We've talked about it.
True.
A League of Their Own was pretty damn good with the chicks.
Okay, two baseball movies without Kevin Costner. Gotcha. Keep going. There's
Bull Durham's pretty good.
What's the one
Major
with the...
Major League's pretty damn good.
If you build it, he will come.
Field of Dreams. That's all right.
I mean, it's a baseball movie. It's not about like...
I think it's a little overrated, just like Hoosiers.
It's no Rivers Runs Through It.
No.
Right?
No, not at all.
Kind of similar, like...
What are you talking about?
Pedestal that it gets put on as far as a creative piece of, like, cinematography.
Yeah, I think it's more, just nostalgic, I think.
My favorite's For the Love of the Game, so...
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
The Rookie. Yeah, that little kid who hurts his arm and...
Angels suddenly... in the Outfield.
That's a good one. That's a
great movie.
Doc Brown's in that one.
A lot of good people in that
one. Isn't Danny Glover in that one, too?
You bet.
That was a good one.
Great movie.
Yeah. I think there's probably... You think there's more, like, baseball movies than football movies and basketball movies?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Because, I mean, the list goes on. You got, like, 42.
What do you think? How many... Can you name a football movie right now?
Yeah, the Replacements.
Okay. Rudy.
Rudy.
Any Given Sunday. That's a good one.
Yep.
There's got to be other ones out there. What's the one with Sandra Bullock? The big old kid.
Yep, that
Michael
one.
Michael Orr. Whatever that one is.
That's the one.
Jeez. I know there's more
out
there. That's it. Okay.
And The Water Boy.
The Water Boy.
Obviously.
Bobby Boucher. What about basketball movies? Hoosiers? Would you consider Space Jam a basketball movie?
Yeah, duh.
Okay.
It's not about football.
It's just cartoons, though.
White Men Can't Jump?
Yeah, probably one of the best.
What's the one with Ray Everson?
Blue Chips?
No.
No, that was just another basketball movie. Blue Chips with Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, really?
Nick Nolte's in that one. He's the fucking crooked coach.
Okay. What about that Adam Sandler movie about the diamonds?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a basketball movie? I haven't seen it. If it's about Uncut Gems.
Kevin Garnett's in it. They bet on a basketball game, but it doesn't revolve around basketball. Man, I just had one in my head, and you started talking.
It was a basketball one?
Yeah, it was a basketball one. Oh, well. It might come to me in a little while.
Well, there was... no, that's not one. That's not even about sports. Huh. I was thinking Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, with Ray Allen. What's that one?
That's the one I'm talking about.
He Got Game?
Is that it?
With Denzel Washington?
Or what's the one... Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
He got game.
What, I think so.
Which one were you explaining?
That's the one.
Oh.
Or what's he called? What's Ray Everson's name?
Jesus?
Yeah, I think like...
Jesus Shuttlesworth?
There you go. That's where I'm going with this. Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Ray Allen. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Jesus Shuttles.
Do you know the legend of the Loch Ness Monster has been going on for nearly 1,500 years?
Wow. Whoa.
It was first written about in
I didn't know 1565
it was that long
ago. AD. On some rocks?
Fuck if I know. I wasn't around then. But
with like beet juice?
Somehow they figured out they found some literature about the Loch Ness.
I bet. Because all you had to do was draw a little squiggly line.
Yeah, it was just one guy had too much wine that night. It's like, fucking, this is going to be a great story for the kids in the morning.
Well, let's see how long we can make this last. Maybe about a month or two.
Sure,
1,500 years later.
Yep.
Still talking about it.
I just seen a thing on the news that said that they fucking spotted it with drones or something. I'm like, I'm not even going to click on this shit.
But the ocean is so
much. He doesn't even live in it. He doesn't live
in
it.
He lives in a lake.
Fucking lake.
I know.
It's supposed but to be like, really deep, but...
Damn, ocean's like outer space, pretty much. It might as well be outer space. We don't know, like, hardly nothing about what's way down there.
No, we know more about space than we know about the fucking ocean.
Amen, brother.
It's a true statement.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. I'm speaking the truth, like Wu-Tang.
Wow.
Wu-Tang did.
Yeah, that's crazy, though, when you think about it.
Isn't that pretty weird?
It is weird.
Hey, did you, how tall do you think the biggest sandcastle ever made was? What do you think the Guinness
Book made out of sand?
Yep.
And the way they do that, dude, they're real nice with their sandcastles down there.
I'm not saying
on the beach.
Footprint big, I'm saying tall.
I get that. But the way that those professionals work with sand
is
pretty amazing.
Really
real
is.
Nice.
Really is. Do you ever go see those on the Oregon coast when they have the sandcastle?
No, not really, but I've seen videos. Mm-hmm. But I never really go to a thing. No kite festivals, no sandcastle competition, nothing like that. But that would be really pretty impressive.
Parking sounds like a
So I'd say
nightmare.
The tallest, and this is public beach open invitation?
I'm not sure about that.
Guinness, though. It's Guinness.
Yes, so they probably set out the
beach. I bet you they probably built something about 35 feet.
56 feet tall.
Dang, that was hard even to guess 35 feet. I was thinking 20 originally, and I was like, I better up it.
I forget. It was like 800 dump trucks worth of sand. I mean, the thing was huge.
Oh, it brought the sand in somewhere?
Yeah, like a specific wet sand, perfect wet sand, where they can build.
It's got to be.
It's got to be the perfect
Did they have supports inside? Did they have a...
I don't know.
They had to have.
Or just a picture of it.
They had to have. Unless you 800, start...
800 dump trucks of sand, probably they did not. I would think it would be all...
I bet you they ran like a 16th, like a quarter inch something for like a rebar type of thing up it and built it and packed it, rubbed on it.
Like just put some like PVC in there or something as bones.
Like they build cakes?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Hate that.
I'm not sure. There's got to be rules to it if it's Guinness World Records. You can't just go...
Free, so is it? Yeah, that's important. Freestanding castle. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm assuming.
All
so.
Sand.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, 800 dump trucks worth of sand.
I'd go
You're not
about.
Just gonna pour that on a.
I'd just go 1,200 dump trucks and do like a wide base cone.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting 56 feet up.
That's pretty tall.
I mean, they had to have had.
Like that's tall. That's really tall.
Aerial boom lifts, you know, to do the work on it. I'm assuming.
Hmm.
Must have took. Fucking weeks, too.
Just, like, the perfect amount of water being sprayed on it at all times.
Yeah, because you couldn't climb it.
What's the worst job that you've ever had?
I think we've talked about this before on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but mine was working at the one by my parents' house, the restaurant. Back when they, like, you could smoke in the bar, and, like, I was a dishwasher. And,
gross.
Like, it was right in the fucking bar. And, like, you had people, like, right there just blowing smoke in your face all day.
And putting their cigarettes out on your fucking plate. And they're like, wash it.
Wash it. Using my precious dish sink as a spitter.
And we've all heard about what happened, went on after hours at that restaurant.
Old ring toss.
So.
But
that must have been bad.
That was probably my worst one, yeah. And the fucking owner. I remember we were going on a vacation. And I was like, hey, I need these days off for going wherever. I think we're going rafting or something. And he's like, no, you can't have the days off. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll fucking see you the day I told you I'm coming back. And I came back and he just handed me a check. He's like, you're out of here. I'm like, God damn it. So I got fired from my first job for fucking telling him I'll be back the day I told you I would be. What? And I know, tell yours. I think I know what it
is. What is it? I don't think I've said it.
Working at the fucking place in Bend.
Yeah, we must have talked about it then.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about this.
God damn it.
But it's always a good one.
Oh, Chrome Plating Place. Yeah. It was awful. Not a lot of winners working in that joint.
You got coaxed into eating that fucking hot pepper.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah. Don't eat the hot peppers, kids. When they bring them in, and they'll tell you
that. I fell on the ground. Thought my ears were bleeding. I was crying.
Yeah, I could imagine.
I was just a kid, man.
Could imagine.
Bunch of grown adults. Laughing at me.
Hey, did you know the first person convicted of speeding was only going 8 miles an hour?
No.
That's fucking weird, huh?
On a horse?
It had to have been an automobile.
God, that's crazy.
Old first automobiles. I could only imagine, the first fucking automobile back then, nobody's seen it, and all of a sudden you're driving down the street in this thing that's blowing steam everywhere.
Magic.
Meh, meh.
Dude, it would have been magic.
Doing burnouts, chirping roads, sanding points down. Oh, yeah.
Damn. I think about it all the time. What a weird, what a crazy time to grow up in. And then think about the advancements that we see also, like in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, it's in a totally different way. It's not in like this crazy, like simple mechanical way. Not that automobiles are simple and
not at
freaking
all.
Airplanes and stuff. If you grew up in the first, you know, the early 1900s,
yeah,
that would have blown your mind.
Yeah. What do you think the best household invention is? Like refrigerator, microwave, stove, coffee machine, blender. What do you think the best appliance?
Microwave.
That's the best appliance over a fridge or dishwasher?
Well, most impressive or most useful or important?
Whatever you think. Like, most useful.
I mean, appliance. I still think that the microwave is pretty impressive.
Washer and dryer?
I mean, those are all very useful things that are...
I would take a washer and dryer over a microwave.
Like, I'm not surprised we invented washer and dryers and refrigerators at this point in time.
Yeah,
but damn, the microwave is pretty cool.
I would say
probably. I mean, it shoots electricity into food and makes it hot really fast.
The fridge would probably be the most important that you have in your house.
I think the microwave is the most magical.
I could agree with that. I'm not going to argue with that. Yeah. It is pretty magical. Just thousands of little beams of.
The refrigerator is probably the most important.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely the most important.
You think microwaves are safe by now? Like, the first ones could not have been safe.
Not at all. I always have, like, extreme guilt anytime I get within 2 feet of that thing to look and see if my food's bubbling. Yeah.
They're safe now, but back in the day.
Probably, I hope they are.
Extremely dangerous.
Probably.
Back in the 60s, like, if your house had a microwave, you were probably the shit. Like, you know, they were like, oh, my God, look at Betty over there heating up. Some pizza pockets.
We were also spraying ceilings down with asbestos, too, to have a nice texture. A
lot of lead paint.
We've learned a lot of lessons since the 1950s.
Asbestos and lead paint and microwave.
Jesus.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Hey, man, it's a miracle product, too. A miracle material. It's amazing.
They're nice.
Dude, so, no, what are we talking about?
Like the magic of a microwave.
Oh, I started talking about asbestos.
Oh.
Asbestos is incredible.
Yeah, and lead paint.
And lead paint.
But it's,
and microwaves.
I think asbestos is probably the worst, right, out of all of them.
For sure. For sure. It causes all kinds of really nasty. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It ain't good.
It ain't good. It doesn't matter.
But... lead paint's not bad, right? As long as you don't eat it or, like, chip at it.
Asbestos, yeah, yeah. No, if you leave it, it's like a predator. If you leave it alone,
don't look at it, don't then touch you're it.
Probably going to be all right.
Yeah. Same with asbestos. Just don't fucking touch it and you're all right.
Don't disturb it. And it's probably going to be all right.
As long as it doesn't go airborne. Yeah, don't go airborne with that asbestos. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely.
Or if you do have to touch it, wet the shit out of it. So
you spray a surfactant.
Yep. So what do they call that? Abatement?
Yeah. They abate it.
Deactivate.
They remove it. They remove it.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
It's incredible.
That would be a shitty job, though. You think those guys that do abatement get fucking life insurance?
No.
Or they're like, they look at
they just do their job.
Well, I'm just, you think they could even get a policy? They're like, what's your occupation?
Good Lord.
Like, I'm a fucking abatement guy.
Asbestos abatement.
You ain't getting no fucking man, life they're out there. Dude. You better just start fucking saving your money.
I've worked on an asbestos job and wearing the Tyvek suit and the tape your gloves closed type of thing. Oh my full God, it was a pain in the ass.
Steaming up all the time. Could only imagine. Could only imagine.
Now, there's some jobs out there that I have no interest in doing, man.
Hey, I just want to say, I just seen that sticker on your fridge.
What is it?
There's a lot of stickers. Shout out, man. Hopefully you're doing all right, Your Honorable Mayor.
Yeah, man, that's true.
It's crappy to hear about that. It sucks. But
yeah, respect to the former mayor of Silverton.
Yep. Shout out. Do you know about 700 grapes going to one bottle of wine?
700?
Yeah.
I've always wondered that. I got a couple. We have grapes. We have a lot of grapes up on the treehouse.
Just try to ferment them.
Yeah. So I just ate a bunch. That's all I did.
Do you
this
eat
year.
The seeds?
We don't have seeds. They're seedless.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're really good. Really good. So one of these years, I need to make it a point. I'm just going to stick them in a bucket and close it. And see, that's what you do, it. I think.
I think you got to
put some yeast.
Yeah, put some yeast and maybe some sugar or something in there.
And then you can put honey in it, make like honey mead. You know, I don't know.
But I think that's making see a, how it isn't tastes. That making a mash? Then you still have to like distill it though, right? Or would you just go like the wine route?
Man, I think you just let it get nasty. It's just molded, rotten
grapes.
Grape juice.
Yeah, it just ferments. Turns into booze.
Make you go blind.
Well, it hasn't for most people, but if you drink enough of it, yeah, it'll make you think you're blind.
I got a question. Hold on, there's a chair there.
What's that? What's your question? All right, here we go.
If you've ever thought about this.
Probably
but,
not.
You know, this is a with like you, me, and Jimmy, and if I always thought about like wanting to make a movie about this podcast.
Like low budget.
No, high budget. I want to go big.
High budget doc.
Yeah, no, movie.
Doc
movie
like
but like who do we cast?
Jay and Silent Bob type of deal. Maybe we get those guys involved.
Actually, that probably answers my question, I guess.
I think I would want to be probably The Rock. Who would you want to be? Who would want to play you?
I could see you being The Rock.
What about you?
I would probably I haven't even thought about it.
I don't know.
But probably like Ryan Seacrest or something. I think The Rock and Ryan.
The Rock and Ryan. Rock and Ryan show.
And then
there we go. It writes its fucking self, man.
Just change the name.
And then I guess we can give it a shot. I mean.
And then Jimmy would probably be like Fred Savage, maybe.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or what's that? What's that dude, Ron Howard? Wasn't he like a child actor and then grew up to be like a producer?
He'd be a good Jimmy. He'd be a good Jimmy.
Man behind the mirror. The one that nobody sees.
That would be
like Jimmy. And you don't want to see Jimmy.
Yeah.
He fucking got he got a couple teeth knocked out.
Jimmy's
playing street hockey with the fucking neighbors.
No, I think you're onto something with Ron Howard. That makes sense.
That's one of the few things that I say. or said that makes sense would be that one. What do you think the English word has the most definitions, you think?
Most different?
Most definitions.
Most different definitions? Or like the most,
yes,
like...
Yes.
Oh, man. So kind of like, let's say, for instance, like hoe. It's gardening tool. It's a nasty girl.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Or like pop. Something you drink. It's a sound effect. It's like a punch to the face.
Yeah.
Pop. All right, but it's got to be... Oh, so not like English as in British English.
I don't know, man. I didn't read into that much.
Wow, so maybe pop or... Wait a second.
You're never going to get
it. Deer.
No. Set.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get... I was going to say that.
Could mean a lot of...
Or lay.
Put my boots on.
Like you can lay down.
Setting all this
or
bullshit.
Lay something down. Or
yeah, you can set it down.
So
you can
set down.
A set of knives.
It's a set. Or it's like a movie set. Mm-hmm. Or it's a... setup.
Set in place.
Maybe. Set something. Man, you're right. Well, I guess you're right.
I think I'm right. I mean,
What is that from? Is that from like Reuters or something?
Just Google. I don't know. I just Googled some shit. I was like, that's kind of interesting.
That's a good one, though. I like that.
What about this one? A blue whale's heartbeat can be heard from over 2 miles away. That's pretty crazy. And it weighs about...
By human ears?
Yeah. Weighs about 400 pounds. It's about the size of a small piano. Not a trip.
The heart is a... Okay. That's a big old heart. I wonder if...
That's the biggest animal on the planet is a blue whale.
And people ate whales, right? When they would hunt them, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, the blubber, they would eat that shit.
They would eat but there wasn't any, like, muscle to eat? Any, like,
I would imagine
there'd be think so, but some. I wonder about the heart.
I don't think you can eat the heart. I think it has a bunch of mercury in it and shit.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like, I know sharks.
Oh, I guess...
their shit.
Yeah, and there's things about sharks that you shouldn't eat.
A lot of it. I think the meat has a bunch of mercury in it.
It has, like, urine in it.
No, it's mercury. You can eat it, but you just can't eat it every day. Like, their heart's bad, their liver's
bad. But I've eaten a shark.
You can eat it.
I ate one, but I don't think it was, like, it was a mako shark, and I think you can eat makos, maybe. I don't know.
You just can't eat it every day. It's like, what else?
Oh, gotcha.
What else has something bad?
Dude, I had a tummy ache after I ate that shark.
Did you?
Yeah, we ate a whole shark.
Yeah, you
in like 2 days.
It was just white meat, right? Flaky white meat.
Yeah. But when we're coming home after that, we were all like, ooh, shark belly.
Really?
We're calling them shark farts. Next question.
Shark fart.
Onward.
All right, what do you got? I only got a few more, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Well, maybe I got a couple more than that.
What do you think about the periodic table?
I think that it's necessary.
How many elements are on it? Do you know?
Yeah, I used to. I don't know about now. I'm going to say... I want to say 63 for some reason, but I think it's 82.
I think 56.
56?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, you don't have the answer?
Let's find out.
Or you just... I would think... I don't know.
Hey, Siri.
Nope.
Are you there? Hey, Siri. How many elements are on the periodic table?
Here's an answer from Wikipedia.org. The current standard table contains 118 confirmed elements as of 2019.
Well, shit. They added a few since we were in high school.
I think they added a lot. I think it was like 52 when we graduated. I know they added some, like, oh, that one space something element from that guy, Bob Lazar.
Oh, yeah.
That element they added.
Some OX or something, whatever it is.
Yeah, B3 CPO or something.
Yeah. Weird shit, man. Weird shit. Do you know it's against the law to, like, people who do, like, satellites and shit on Earth? to try to talk to extraterrestrials.
Is it really?
Or return something that they, like, if they got a message, they can't, like, answer it or anything.
It's against foreign relations.
Against the law. In America, I'm hoping the world, for God's sakes. I mean, it has to deal with all of us.
Yeah.
So, that's a good law to have, I think. I mean, they're obviously here already, right? With all the shit coming out, it's hard to deny that there's a fucking alien out there at this point, right?
Yeah, there's definitely.
Okay, I'm not going crazy.
I mean, multiple movies have been made where aliens walk among us for a long time.
What's the best one?
Men in Black.
That's good. What about, what's the one with Will Smith? Not Men in Black, but the other one. Independence Day? It's a good one.
Yeah, Independence Day.
Alien?
No, they didn't walk among us, man. They just straight up attacked us.
Sure as shit did.
But Bill Pullman pulled his shit together. He was like, fucking, come on, man. Today is our Independence Day.
That was a good speech.
It was a great speech.
What's who's Uncle Ed? What's Uncle Eddie's real name in real life? Can't believe I don't know this.
No, it's there. I just blacked out too.
Quinn.
No, Randy Quaid.
Yeah, Randy Quaid. Yeah, that's right.
There it is.
Dennis Quaid was the nice sober one.
His brother.
The one that was legitimate. Although I would say Randy Quaid's funnier. I will give him that.
Absolutely. He's a charming man.
Did he get his start in stand-up, I wonder? Like most of those guys? Like the funny actors?
I don't know his story, man. No, I don't know if he did stand-up.
Jimmy, make a note of that. We'll dig into Randy Quaid next episode.
All right.
Well, it's good to see everybody again and talk to you.
I think that wraps it up.
Sorry, hopefully it won't be as long next time. We'll find some time. It's winter.
No, it's a new season, man.
New season. Season 3, episode...
Won't leave you hanging.
Episode 2 or something.
We have adventures in our future. We'll have lots to talk about, and it'll be great.
And don't forget, next episode, Randy Quaid.